Well, the Secretary of Gynecology depicting an endoscopy report on Florence Copeland, date of birth is 6/30/1959, date of procedure April 16, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goldschmidt. Your referring physician is Dr. Maria Mina Cardenas. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, and cold biopsies, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, common cold biopsy, polypectomy. Indication is rectal bleeding, comma, GERD, comma, low iron. Description procedure form was the same period possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as movements, as well as anticipation, create the patient's breath, and endoscopy, so you place in the lateral position. Sedators for anesthesia service, monitored anesthesia, get paired. While lubricated wounds, sedative gastric loop is introduced into the esophagus and then sedative recovery into the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination made at the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or reflux, and cardiac air reception from the stomach, full draw, the scope of patients, and turn around in the lateral position, and these are recommended in normal, while lubricated wounds, video chronoscope, is introduced to the recommended events and direction to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal or basilical valve and confidence of the folds. Very careful examination of the cecum, and the basilical valve, ascending colon, and hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and rectum. Retroflex is obtained in the rectum period, Boston Baptist score is graded as a Sorry, the Boston Baptist score is graded as a 5,1-2-2, poor to suboptimal prep period. The patient started the procedure well without any complications, findings at upper endoscopy and extended proximal mid esophagus. Appeared unremarkable. The next line of the line is regular 39 centimeters from the very black next line. There was evidence of 4 gastric fundus polyps removed with cold biopsy. Palpectomy next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema, more so prominent in the antrum than in the body. Common biopsies are obtained for histology and 2 lead H. pylori next line. There was evidence of duodenal bulb nodularity and erythema that was biopsied for histology next line. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Common biopsies are obtained through lead celiac disease next line. The ampulla appeared unremarkable next line. At colonoscopy next line. There was a diminutive fecal sessile polyp and cold biopsy polypectomy next line. There was an ascending colon sessile polyp that was approximately 10 millimeters in size removed cold snare polypectomy next line. There were 2 ascending colon sessile diminutive polyps removed cold biopsy polypectomy next line. There were 6 sigmoid colon sessile diminutive polyps removed cold biopsy polypectomy next line. There was a descending colon diminutive polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on lateral flexion that were large in size, comma. There was one column that appeared more inflamed and red with some overlying abnormality to the mucosa. Comma biopsies were not obtained due to close proximity to the vessels. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy, close proximity to the vessels and being just below the dentate line. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend recall colonoscopy in 1 year given the prep. Next line, this patient is found to be anemic with iron deficiency, would recommend PillCam for further evaluation. Next line, recommend colorectal surgery evaluation with anoscopy for further delineation of the abnormality noted on retroflexion overlying the hemorrhoid. We'll make referral when patient follows up in office. Next line.